from coast to coast and around the world, this is Kaleidoscope, America's most exciting radio magazine.
Welcome to Ultra Mega OK, a show dedicated to video game music of all kinds.
Especially
I'm your host.
Annoying kinds.
Yes, exactly. I'm your host, DJ Zara, and with my co-host, for once, if you want to introduce yourself, or if you're busy over there drawing.
Captain Sebastian the Awesome, I don't know.
But either way, kind of an odd theme for today. Think about remixes that have titles that are completely dated. And the best thing about putting, you know, a date into your remix title is that it seems like an awesome idea during that year. And then as time goes
5 years later,
as time goes on, suddenly you're just like, man, what was that thinking? But the first one decided to go kind of chronologically here. I played for you a few weeks ago, 1 week or two, a remix called the Greenhill Euro Club 95, a remix off of ocremix.org. That's OCREMIX.org. And although that's in the style of something from 95, it wasn't actually recorded in 95. This one, I believe, actually was recorded in the year it talks about. And from its title, I think might have actually played at the E3 for that year, which would have been kind of interesting. By the way, this is by Konami. I'm not trying to have the actual composer written down here. This is from Metal Gear Solid, and this is the Metal Gear Solid main theme, 1997 E3 edit. That was the Metal Gear Solid main theme, the 1997 E3 edit. And I assume they had like a trailer running on E3 in 97, which would not surprise me, you know, in the least. But either way, we'll be back for more after these messages.
So I'm sitting and clicking, bang, gorgeous, hot, and sexy models like you've never seen.
Yeah?
I'm telling you, what a website. I start ordering right online, and then my engine was roaring and my rocket was ready.
Hey, hope the wife don't find out.
Are you kidding? She told me about it. Anyway, finally I can get my hands on what I've wanted my whole life.
You mean?
Yes, supermodels.
You're kidding.
No, model trains, model planes, model rockets, ehobbies.com. Rocks.
A new world for hobbyists and free shipping with a $25 minimum purchase. That's ehobbies.com.
I heard you got a new car, Howie.
Just a car, Terry. It's a classic.
So are you a tennis ball on a string guy or more of a cork and fishing line guy?
You mean, do I have something dangling from the ceiling of my garage so I don't run into the wall?
Exactly.
I'm a little more technologically advanced than that, Terry.
Oh.
The ultrasonic parking alert from Radio Shack with signal lights that tell you when to stop. Only $39.99. One of many cool things you don't even know you need, like the digital tire gauge, just $11.99. Radio Shack.
And we're back with Ultra Mega OK, a show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. I'm your host, DJ Zar. Today we're kind of doing a theme of dated stuff, which have, you know, remixes or songs that have the date in the title. And this one in particular brings back a lot of memories for me. Going back to 1998 with this one, and to the very first Pokemon movie. And I have a lot of fond memories of that movie, and I
had a lot of fond memories of the beginning with the Pikachu summer vacation short, and in the beginning you're just like, what is happening? Because it would be those random cuts of like the Oddish is walking, and Oddish, I think the first one was the Bellsprout, which is just not psychedelic like, background, it's just kind of...
Such a surreal experience.
Did this movie suddenly go on an acid trip?
I was just hearing about this. What the? But either way, the opening track for it was kind of, well, technically a remix of the original opening theme, although it doesn't really sound that different. It just seems to be kind of slightly altered for the movie. But either way, I've always loved this theme. It's just got so much great energy to it. It brings back so many memories for me. This is from Pokemon, and this is Nezha said Pokemon Master in 1998.
Yeah.
Was necessary Pokemon Master 1998 from Pokemon. I love that theme so much. It's just so happy. But again, continuing the theme of remixes with titles or dates in the title, this one is very dated, but it's also one that I've always really enjoyed. You can find us at ocremix.org. That's ocremix.org. And it should still be up, as far as I'm aware. I don't think they took it down.
Yoshi.
But Yoshi. But it's by DJ Pretzel. And I'm sure, like, by now you might listen to it and be like, oh, man, this is embarrassing. But either way, I always sort of like this. I like the bass song. There weren't a lot of remixes for this. There still aren't a lot of remixes for this game, come to think of it. But it's got a lot of energy, and it's very fun and very lighthearted. This is from Yoshi's Island. This is 2001 Elastic New Year by DJ Pretzel.
Ah!
That was 2001 Elastic New Year by DJ Pretzel from OCRemix.org, or from Yoshi's Island, rather. You can find that at OCRemix.org. That's OCREMIX.org. And kind of keeping in the theme of dated remixes and ones that I have very fond memories of, this next one is still one of my favorite Chrono Trigger remixes out there, actually. It's kind of old, it's pretty simple, but it just has so. It all comes together really well, and it has a great sound clip in it that
it
can still do.
It has that B-movie flair to it.
Yeah, it does. It's really great. And, you know, and actually the dating, or the dated title, kind of works for, you know, what this theme is remixing, really. But this is from Chrono Trigger. This is by Zeratul. Zeratul? Zeratul. Anyway. Zeratul. But, and this is the Millennial... Zeratul. This is the Millennial Fair 2001.
Face the future? Can you exist in a world of atomic war? Can you travel with the speed of sound, move through the fourth dimension, pass the barriers of space and time into another age? The Time Machine! We'll be right back.
That was the Millennial Fair 2001 by Zero Tool from Chrono Trigger. You can find that on OCRemix.org, or at least I'm pretty sure you still can. I don't think they took it down. But either way, we'll be back for more after these messages.
Every morning you shave the same area, over and over, till it becomes really irritating. But now there's Gillette Mach 3. Three blades that shave progressively closer. You take one stroke, it takes three, so you don't have to shave the same area over and over. The result, far less irritation. Three blades, fewer strokes, less irritation. Mach 3. From Gillette.
This is what sex is like in an ordinary condom. This is what sex is like in a new Durex condom. Feel what you've been missing. Set yourself free with the most exciting condoms ever made. New Durex condoms for ultimate sensitivity. Now safe sex doesn't have to feel that way. Set yourself free with new Durex condoms. Durex.
And we're back with Ultra Mega OK, a show dedicated to video game music of all kinds. And our last track for tonight is another one I have very fond memories of. It's from one of my favorite movies. At least, you know, there are a lot of them, but I really like this one a lot. And it brought back a lot of memories, again, because I'd heard this theme a lot before, and then they had a whole bunch of new themes and stuff, and then it just kind of came back to this one. And, you know, this one had actually remixed it, and like a lot of, you know, ones that had dates after them in this kind of genre, where they just kind of update the instruments. But no, this one actually did a good job of remixing the original theme. And it changed it around, it gave it kind of a different feel, but it's still the same song, and it still brought back so many memories. And it really fit.
It's still awesome.
Yeah. And it really fit the opening sequence of this really big race. It was really dramatic and fun.
With one really, really hyper Totodile.
Oh, yeah. Totodile's always hyper. It's like, Totodile, chill out. It's okay.
Settle down, Beavis.
This is from Pokemon, and specifically the, I think it's the fifth movie. I think because it went Mewtwo, Lugia, Entei, Celebi, Latias. And then
yeah, you're right.
Deoxys, something between Deoxys and Lucario? I forget. No, Lucario's,
Lucario came right after
Deoxys. Yeah, Deoxys, Lucario, Manaphy, Darkrai, Shaymin. There we go. Anyway, there was the sixth movie. The fifth movie, sorry. I just said fifth movie.
It's a Pokemon movie, okay? Yeah, it's got the laddies in it, and it takes place in Venice.
That's right. The laddie movie. But I just love this version of it. This is Venice and Pokemon Master 2002. Kaleidoscope Radio Network.
Kino
Coast and around the world, this is Kaleidoscope, America's most exciting radio magazine. Stay tuned for more.